Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he can see dead people, and he can also hear dead people.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. If you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? We'd like to hear it and share it with everybody else. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in if you want to do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, all that can be yours by becoming a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon with me today.
Well, hello. How are things going?
Good. So if you had a superpower, would you want to be able to see and hear dead people? I don't think I want that superpower.
Well, you know, that's always a fun question to ask, like, you know, when class starts or something. Okay, if you could pick a superpower, the one I usually would pick is I like the idea of being able to, like, do the jumping where, like, you can just be in another place. Like, I want to go to Paris for lunch. Boom, you're in Paris for lunch.
Okay, I like that.
So that would be one that I would really like to have. I'm not sure about dead people, but then again, it depends on how creepy it is. Like, if I could see dead people, could I see somebody I loved and talk to them?
Yeah. See, I think that's kind of what, I just don't want them popping up all the time. You know, it's like, oh God, I've got to stop and deal with a dead person. Yeah. Who I don't even know. Because
how creepy would that be? You know, or would it be just like you could see through a window and see somebody you love and talk with them or something? You know what I mean? Not as creepy or really, or are we talking really creepy?
I don't know. Or like maybe you're Teresa Caputo and you could go around the world and you could get your own TV show and you could get famous from it.
Well, that's true. There would be some, yeah, there would
there
be
was
some
that other guy.
Advantages.
Remember years ago crossing over with Ed, Edward.
Oh, John Edward.
John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Edward. I can't remember if it was plural or not. I saw Teresa Caputo once live, and maybe this is all made up, but these people are really good actors. I work with actors all the time, and it takes skill to react that genuinely, because she actually read some people right next to us, and it was just really interesting, really interesting.
Well, sometimes I'm like, I'm not so sure. Like they'll say, I'm getting the letter R, and it's coming from this area over here. And so there's about 30 people sitting there. And of course, one person says, you know, well, my sister Ruth, you know, and then it kind of goes from there. And I'm always like, that just didn't seem quite like, if you're really hearing from, why don't they just tell you the whole name?
Well, and it was interesting because like she did some things. I can't remember how she got to the people next to us. But she said, okay, so there was a highway and it was curving and they lost control of the car. And these people are like, oh my God, yes, that's exactly what happened. So to me, to, you know, be wanting to connect with someone, R word, I would be like, I'm Carol. I got an R in my name.
That's what I've always felt it was a little bit.
But
too,
when they get really specific like that, then that's like, okay, because you can kind of fish for stuff. We've all, I can't say we've all gone to a psychic that's done that, but a lot of us listening to this show right now have been to a psychic and have kind of had them sort of fishing around for a little bit of information. And it's like, I'm picking up on a male coming through. Could be.
Could be 50% of the population.
I've known a few guys who have died. And so I just think it's kind of interesting. And so, but when like she got so specific on several different cases there, and then there was other times like I'm picking up on the R name and several people, she would be like, no, it's not you. It's not you. I'm getting it from over here.
And then you go,
here.
Are these people planted here?
Exactly.
You know?
And then that's where with my theater background, and I'm not an actor, but most of my friends are, I'm like, that's really good acting. And like to react that genuinely, that's hard to do. And since they were sitting so close, I could watch their faces. It was just, it was really, really interesting to me.
Well, and so, you would think that would be hard to keep that cover up going because she goes to all these cities and all these places and you'd have to have all these people that could be mixed into the crowd. And, you know, at some point that's going to be exposed for what it is.
I loved her so much, I would pay money to do that again. I thought it was that cool. So this is a long call, and we will stop halfway through, and we'll kind of, here's what we're talking about up to now.
Yeah, let's let him tell a story.
Yeah, so here's a story for you.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for having your show. I want to say thanks to you and to your daughter, Harper, Carol, and Kathy. Those are amazing people. And Kathy is a little wizard herself, if I may add that.
Okay, let's just stop right there. He just called you a little wizard.
A little wizard.
Kathy is a little wizard herself.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Isn't that cute?
I love it.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to pause this because it's kind of a soft volume and I can change the whole volume here. Just a little bit, you might be able to hear it better.
Okay. Wonder why he thought I was a wizard.
Oh, because you've had a lot of experiences.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
And Kathy is a little wizard herself, if I may add that. Well, my name is Chris, and I'm from Puerto Rico, from the Island of Enchantment. And I have many, many, many stories. And I want to tell you as many as I can here. But first, I think I want to say a few things about some of the doubts that you guys have expressed in the show. For instance, astral projection. The astral world is a real world. It's a real place, but it's in another realm. And you can access it when you separate your consciousness from your body, which is what happens during sleep paralysis. Your body lingers for a moment above your body. And if you wake up at that point, you're going to feel like you're trapped and your mind is going to play tricks on you because it wants you to either wake up or go back into unconsciousness. It's not paranormal and it's no spirits or no demons. It's just your mind playing tricks. Well, I have other stories about ghosts that I have experienced and other stories of other people that I have talked to. But I'm going to talk about my own experiences. My first fairy ghost story that I ever had, I used to think that I was going to go crazy if I ever saw a ghost in my life, and that wasn't the case. I was about 18 years old, and I was driving my car, and out of the corner of my eye, I was seeing this lady, and she had curlers, she had blonde short hair, she had a blue sleeping gown with orange flowers. I could see all those details, but still I was focusing on the road. But I could see her on the corner with, like, on the corner of the sidewalk. She was standing there. For some reason, I had to point my headlights right at her, like 3 seconds after seeing her. And when I looked straight at her, there was nothing. There was no time for her to go into the house or to hide away in the street. There was simply no way that she could have walked away so fast that I couldn't see her. And I was exhilarated. You can imagine. I wasn't scared as I thought I would be. So the other story that I had, okay, I was talking with a friend on the phone, and I was in an abandoned house by myself. And suddenly, while I'm talking with my friend, I hear some guy speaking in English. And I tell my friend, hey, there's somebody speaking English here. It must be from that house over there. But then the voice got louder and it got louder. So at one point, I looked towards the street and I could see through the bushes, I could see a part of the street. And right at that moment, I see this white American guy, blonde hair, tie-dye, blue shirt, and khaki cargo pants. I saw all those details, and I told my friend, Alejandra, just give me a second. I need to check this guy out. And when I went to the street, there was nobody there. And I walked up to the place, and I looked into the bushes on the other side of the road. I looked on the other side of the road to see if he had hidden, and there was nowhere for him to go, and especially nowhere that I couldn't see him. And that was, for me, the most impressive because I didn't know that I could hear people, too. So I had another experience that it's not like these, because these ghosts, I could see them, like, with my eyes. But this one, I was at a funeral home. I was younger, and I was just getting into Wicca by then. I am Wiccan, by the way. And I think I already said that. Anyway, the thing is that I'm at the funeral viewing this body, and suddenly I looked towards the ceiling, and the man that's in the coffin is floating just below the ceiling. And I couldn't see him with my eyes, but I could see him with my mind. And that was something so impressive to me at the moment because I didn't know that that's how it worked. The thing is that the man was crying and crying and crying, and he was pointing at some people back there, telling me, tell my wife and my daughter to forgive me. Tell them. And he was crying so desperately. So I was afraid. I was shy. I was emo also. I had makeup on. And I didn't dare to walk up to these people because I was afraid that they would judge me. Like, look at this guy. He has makeup. He's crazy. Talking about my husband, that he's dead. So I decided not to. So I left the funeral. And the man just followed me. And I stopped at a point and I said, hey, look, I don't dare to speak to your wife. I don't think they're going to believe me. But don't you think that if they're here, it's because they forgave you already and they love you? And it seemed like he considered this for a minute. And I said, right above you, there's going to be a white light that's going to open. It's going to be a door to where you must move on to. Please go through there that you're going to find peace. And as soon as I said that, I could see and feel the light shining, and the guy just left. He left. I have other stories about other things because I have demonics, I have angelic experiences, spirit experiences, magic experiences that if you want me to call, please, if I hear this on the show and you tell me to call back and to tell you all those things, I will. But for the meantime, I'm just going to tell you this one because it's very curious. I went to a baby shower with my ex-boyfriend, and we came back. I remember that there was a lady that she crossed my path quite rudely, but besides that, nothing happened to warrant what I'm going to say next. So when my ex and I get into bed to sleep, I just close my eyes, and behind my eyelids, I see this horrible, shapeless baby face that starts changing into horrible and more terrifying faces. And it kept on shifting faces into snakes, into insects, all sorts of horrible, terrifying creatures. It's very horrifying. I started praying in my mind, and suddenly I see a dove coming down. I'm Wiccan, by the way, and a dove is coming down. I think I'm like a mix between a Christian and a Wicca because God responds to me, and I feel like he protects me. So the thing is that I start praying out loud because I felt like I needed an extra boost. So I kept on praying and praying and praying, and suddenly the dove shone a light. And it obscured the face. And I kept on praying and praying and praying and praying until I could not feel the entity anymore. I never had that experience before. I never thought that that was even possible, to close your eyes and see something. But that's what happened. I didn't even have had time to start feeling like sleepy. I just closed my eyes and it was right there. So the thing is that as soon as I finished, my ex fearfully asked, "Chris, why did you start praying?" And I said, "Because when I closed my eyes, I saw this thing." And he said, "Oh, I was seeing the same thing too." So I feel that was a demonic attack of some kind. And it might have been because of that lady that crossed my path. This is going to be very incredible because not even I thought this was possible. It's true, I was beginning in Wicca probably 2 to 3 years into the religion. And I still didn't think it was possible. I didn't even believe in magic. I thought it was all like conceptual, something that wasn't really real. I was just studying it out of curiosity and just to gain more wisdom. So I was with two of my cousins, and one of them was telling me about some experience that he was having with his ex-girlfriend. And he was like simply just letting it all out. And suddenly he tells me, "Chris, from that corner up there in the ceiling, there was a face that showed, like something showed its face." And I was like, "Whoa, what?" So I faced the corner and I said, "Whatever you are, show yourself because I don't like people hiding." So nothing happened. We kept on talking, and suddenly I looked to a hill, and right beside a tree, probably 50 yards away, I saw a 6 foot tall, probably more, tall being with a gray shimmering cloak. It was full moon. It was the 24th of December. And I could see this thing clearly with the moonlight. And I asked my cousin, Brian, "What do you see there?" And Brian stood quiet. And Anthony responded, "There's nothing there." And Brian said, "I don't see anything, but I can feel like beside the tree there's something." And that raised my eyebrows because I didn't say what I was seeing nor where it was. And he knew exactly where it was. And when Anthony concentrated and looked, he said, "Oh, yeah, there's like a hooded man, right?" And when Anthony said that, I freaked out a little. I steeled myself and I told the creature, "Whatever you are, you're not welcome. Go away." Immediately, the creature turned into a smoke ball and went behind the tree. And I thought to myself, "Wow, I must be really powerful for that to happen." So I patted myself on the back and I spoke to Brian. So we kept on in the same topic that we were before. And after about 15 minutes, I looked back and the thing was there again. So this time with more confidence, I go up and tell it, go away, you're not welcome. And it didn't do anything. That scared me. But I took energy from the moon and directed the same words at it. And this time it went into a ball of smoke, black smoke, and it went behind the tree. So then I started talking again with Brian to continue the conversation when suddenly, after 15 minutes or so again, I looked to my left and there's a crouching creature, human silhouette, crouching, looking straight at me. And I felt like it was challenging me. And it was blacker than black. It was like a black hole in the night. It was incredible because it looked solid. And it's just like people say in the show, like blacker than black, a shadow blacker than black. It's very impressive to see it. And then suddenly it went into a ball of smoke. It flew behind a horse that was there grazing. And it hit the horse on the hind legs, and the horse ran away, and we all heard the slap, and we all saw the horse running away. I was the only one that saw what actually happened. And the creature disappeared, and even though it disappeared right in front of my eyes, I walked right into the bushes to where it was to see clearly, to see that it wasn't a real person because it looked solid. So I told Brian, Anthony, let's get out of here because I have encountered something that is stronger than me. So I started warding my back so it wouldn't follow us. And when I was near my home, Brian said, Chris, why don't we go back and try to capture it? And stupidly as I was, I said, okay, that's a good idea. Let's go and do it. Let's take Anthony home and I'll bring my candles. I bring my herbs. I bring my stones and my tools. So I bring everything back to the place, I do a circle, and at this point on, I don't see again anything like I did before, but I could feel it circling us. I could feel it when I was pushing it into a cage that I was building inside the ground to keep it there. And I had a magical ring that I had put some enchantments, some spells for protection and shielding and energy storing. It had a mix of different spells. And I feel like the thing drew itself to the magic in the ring because suddenly I didn't feel the creature anymore. And I thought, well, that means that I succeeded in trapping it into the cage.
I'm going to stop there. Because, so if I had seen something like that, Kathy, like if I said, hey, let's go back and see if we can trap it.
Oh, hell no.
Right? Like, why?
But I don't understand how you think you could trap something like that.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's not just going to, like, be in a little box and that'll do it.
But then what do you do with it if you do? You know?
True.
Like, okay, is it a curiosity? Is it what? You know, is it kind of because you can, maybe?
I just wonder sometimes if there's bigger things at play. Like, if this is truly what's going on and there is some sort of thing out there and he doesn't understand it, I'm with you. Like, why would you trap it or something? But he does seem to have some, you know, abilities to connect with spirits. Why not just try to talk to it, you know, and see if it's there for what purpose it's there for?
And there's something with this ring, you know, I don't know, like, can you trap something and bring its energy into the object, like the ring that you wear, you know? And to me, and like at the very beginning, he mentioned astral projection because he's probably talking about me. I'm the most skeptical in that just because I don't understand the concept of it. You know, and so that's kind of the same thing with this ring. I don't totally understand the concept of that. But then I also don't have any ability. Or I also don't have that in me to be like, I'm going back, because I'm just not, I am a full-fledged, I could, if there was a card-carrying thing, I would be like, yeah, I am a wuss. And
yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I saw that thing,
it smacked the horse.
Carol is a card-carrying wuss. I would definitely agree with that.
I am. Like, yes. I'll go in some haunted place. I'm fascinated by it. I like history and all that. And I'll go into all the places. Spend the night? Oh, no. You're not going to get me spending the night there.
But I'm just wondering, like, since he has abilities, why not just see you if you could communicate?
Yeah. And maybe,
and then maybe they could say, you know, I'm here to foreshadow an event that's coming, or I don't know why they would come as this being, or, you know, then, but you would maybe possibly find out, because, you know, he seemed to be able to talk to the spirit of the deceased person at the funeral, which I thought he did in a very beautiful way, by the way.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, though the other thing that I was thinking about at that point was he didn't feel comfortable like he could talk to the family. And maybe the funeral isn't the right place, but I think maybe I would have said, I will, but not right here. This is not the right place. I will tell them eventually, after, you know, when it's right, you need to go ahead and go. And he did beautiful. And then later, because I would tell you, if I lost somebody and then someone came up later and said to me that they'd had an experience and that person wanted to give me a message, that would have been very important to me.
Yes.
I would have,
but
really,
at the funeral, I don't know if I'd be open to getting that right message.
Right. And
anybody.
I don't think the funeral would have been the place. And I think he was totally right about that. But I don't think it's too late to let that family know.
Yeah.
Even if that's been years ago. I think that would be a story that could, you know, we want to hang on to those things, you know, that if someone did try to communicate something to us and tell us they were sorry about something, that would help, I think, you know. So I would still recommend.
That can be very healing.
If you know that family still, or you're, you know, possibly, I would tell them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get back to the story.
Okay.
Because he's going after this thing. He's got the ring.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right, okay.
So I left home. I took off the ring, and I put it on Mom's bureau. And for some reason, I did that. I don't know why. I don't remember why. That was years ago. And I'm 35 now. I was probably 22 when that happened. And 3 days later, some friends tell me, hey, let's walk to the pizza place. And I said, okay, let's go there, but let me grab my ring, because my ring protects me from dark spirits. I was afraid of the dark. And we went to my house, and I took the ring, and as soon as I touched it, it was vibrating. Like a cell phone vibrating. I'm not kidding. I don't know how this happened, but it was vibrating. And since I don't believe things just because I feel them, I didn't tell Cindy anything. So I went up to Cindy and I said, Cindy, feel this and tell me what you feel. As soon as she touched it, she said it was vibrating. I was like, a second person feeling the same thing. So we went to the other friend, Nana, and I asked Nana, hey, Nana, what do you feel when you touch this ring? And she took it and she said nothing. And I said, okay, feel into it and tell me what you feel. She threw it on the ground and she yelled that it was vibrating. And that's when I knew what happened. So the creature went inside the ring. So before that spirit going into that ring, I used to store energy into that ring and it will stay there for months. And I remember that it never escaped the energy. It would stay. So a week after the ritual where I trapped that thing into the ring, I didn't want it because I didn't want a dark object with me. So I decided to try to transfer the spirit into another thing. So I did that. But in the process, I saw and felt how my ring broke in half. The ring physically was intact, but something inside it broke and the spirit was released. And I thought I had successfully captured it into a stone, but I don't think I ever did it, because sometime after I checked the other stone and it was empty. The thing about the ring was that it felt empty. Also, it felt hollow it felt lighter. And I could ask other people and ask them to touch it, and they will say that it felt somehow hollow, lighter. Like people, and I'm telling you about people that are not believers in magic or I'm just talking about regular people because I'm the only crazy one that believes and thinks on all these things. But people still feel, you know, people are still sensitive. So the thing is that I put energy into that ring after, and it wouldn't hold for more than 15 minutes, and I destroyed it by accident. So the story that I was forgetting earlier was another one, which was that I was waiting for a few of my cousins, and I was waiting for them at what we call a crossroads, which is a straight road that has another road that comes off it. So I was there waiting for them, and I kept on circling, like in the middle of the crossroads. I was walking a big circle, but I was just bored and impatient waiting for them, so I was just pacing. So occasionally I would look towards where they would be coming from, and without looking at it, I would see a small cat, like sitting on the floor, looking at the bushes by the street. And I didn't look at the cat, but I could see it out of my peripheral vision. So I keep on pacing and pacing. I would glance to see if they came. I would see the kid in there in the corner of my eye. Until at one point, I wanted to look at the cat. And the cat was no longer there. Instead, it was a few feet to the left. It was like 4 feet tall. It was pink like Pepto-Bismol. It had huge black eyes like alien eyes. It had a thin, thin, long neck. And I'm looking at it, and the worst thing is that I'm accepting what I'm seeing as if it's reality, as if it's something that I have seen every day. And suddenly it vanishes, but it vanishes slowly like in a puff of smoke, like poof, and it drifts away. And when it disappeared, that's when I freaked the hell out. I started praying and praying and praying. I wanted to go home, but I didn't dare because that's where I had to go to get home. So I steeled myself and I passed near where that thing disappeared from. So I have another encounter like that one, but it was slightly different because I was watching a movie in the balcony. It was 2 a.m. in the morning when it finished. And I closed the laptop. I'm going to stand from the hammock.
And that's where it stopped.
What?
It stopped right there. He must have run out of time.
Oh, well, he needs to call back and finish what happened. After he closed the laptop.
I don't know. And will we ever know?
I don't know.
What if he doesn't call back? And then we're just stuck there. Just dangling.
Yeah. I'm a little bit like my heart is pounding. Like what?
I know.
Where are you?
And here, I'll play it one more time. Here's where it ends.
So I have another encounter like that one, but it was slightly different because I was watching a movie in the balcony. It was 2 a.m. in the morning when it finished, and I closed the laptop. I'm gonna stand from the hammock.
Did he fall when he stood from the hammock? What?
He's going to have to call back and finish that.
I don't know, because that's a whole story. We don't know a dang thing about that one.
Yeah. Well, okay. We can't touch that one. But I'm trying to decide what I think about this Pepto-Bismol cat.
That one's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, did you really see a pink cat? You know,
I just have nothing to compare that to. Now, what do I think of that? I don't know. I really don't have any basis to compare that with.
It would be really weird to be him. And I mean this with all respect, but his life just seems so different from mine. You know, like his experiences are just, I don't have those kind of experiences.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm not interested in trapping any sort of spirit into a ring or into an object or into anything.
Because I wouldn't know what the hell to do with it.
I know. That's it. Then you've got this thing, and what do you do? Didn't we kind of talked about this just a little bit with you had talked to someone on, I believe it was on the Grave Talks, that had that you'd talked to, maybe it was the Exorcist, and about objects.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had all these objects, and you can't just throw it away.
Right. I've talked to a couple people about that. Yeah.
And so what do you do with that?
See,
if that's the case.
Right. So to go to actually try to do that on purpose by trapping something, I don't know what I would do. But then he's like, with the ring thing, then he was talking about the ring was vibrating and all that. And even a friend confirmed that. So I don't know what you do with that. Like, yeah. Okay, I trapped it. Now what?
Yeah, and then it kind of broke, and he tried to put it in a stone, but then that didn't work. And so I assume that it just went out into the universe.
Some people just have a different look in this world than what you and I, you know, when we look out on the world, we just see it differently than what he does, you know, because I just don't have those abilities.
Yeah.
But
interesting.
So now I don't know if we'll ever know what happened on the hammock, but
I hope he calls back so we can find that out.
I mean, I'd hate it if it was like, and then I got up and fell down or what?
Hurt my foot or something.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Tufort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Tufort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.